Welcome to First United Methodist Church's worship service. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org to learn about in-person worship times at both locations. Worship will begin shortly. We are glad that you are with us.
Hi friends, my name is Reverend John Reynolds, and it's my joy and honor to welcome you to First United Methodist Church of Brighton and Whitmore Lake. We're so grateful that you decided to make this your spiritual home this Sunday morning. We have an extra special service for you today as we are going to be welcoming four individuals, our four confirmands, into the life of our church. They are declaring that this is their spiritual home. This is the place that they want to continue to grow in their understanding and love of God and Jesus Christ. We can't wait to celebrate with them and their families this day in worship. As we worship together this day, we've got a couple of things that we would love for you to do. If you could visit our website and fill out a digital connection card, that would be so wonderful. We would love to know that you worshiped with us today. In addition to that, if there are any prayer concerns, you can visit our website and fill out the prayer card as well. Finally, we would love it if you would just take a moment to share this service on social media with other folks in your social network. We hope that this service would be a blessing not only for you, but also for others that you might know who might enjoy worshiping with us this Sunday morning as well. So if you could take a moment and share the service with your friends, we would appreciate it. And with that, we encourage you to join us as we worship God together this day.
My soul. Amen.
Please join me in the opening prayer. Dear Lord and Savior of us all, we thank and praise you for living amongst us as equals and loving us equally. Show us how to love and appreciate each other without judgment. Help us to see the heart of God in each person. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Today's scripture reading is from Philippians 2, verses 1 through 11. If then there is any encouragement in Christ, any consolation from love, any sharing in the Spirit, any compassion and sympathy, make my joy complete. Be of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility regard others as better than yourselves. Let each of you look not to your own interests, but to the interests of others. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equally with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness, and being found in human form. He humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that the name of Jesus every knee should bend in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Please join me now in a word of prayer. Holy and loving God, we give you thanks for this day, and we give you thanks for the scripture message that we have heard. As we come now to a time of message, may you speak to us. O loving God, may you pour out your blessing upon the reading and the hearing of this scripture this day. O loving God, you who are our rock and our redeemer, we give you thanks and praise. In Christ's holy name we pray. Amen. This morning in worship, we are going to be celebrating the confirmation of four young people. Over the past several months, the students have met for classes with their peers and their teachers and their mentors to dive deeper into their faith, to discuss scripture, to ask questions, to learn more about the church. The students have gathered on Sunday mornings to get to know one another, to create community, to think about their own faith journey, to learn from each other, and to grow in their relationship with God. Confirmation is a special time in the life of a young person when they get to personally make the choice to say yes to a relationship with God. They then confirm the vows that were made for them on behalf of their parents or their guardians at the time of their baptism. They profess faith in Jesus Christ and they join the church and church membership. It is a glorious celebration. Confirmation Sunday is often a glorious celebration and a big celebration in the life of a local church, and that certainly is going to be our celebration today at our 11 o'clock service in Brighton. We will welcome students with open hearts, with open minds, with open doors, because we are the people of the United Methodist Church. As these young people will be confirmed in the faith and join in church membership, I remember reminded of our call as disciples of Jesus Christ and what that call looks like when it's lived out in our life. We heard the scripture lesson this morning from Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. We hear it again when he writes to the church in Philippi, Greece, and he says, "If then there is any encouragement in Christ, any consolation from love, any sharing in the Spirit, any compassion and sympathy, make my joy complete. Be of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility regard others as better than yourselves. Let each of you look not to your own interests, but to the interests of others." When Paul wrote to the church in Philippi, he reminded them of their call to humility, to be people of faith who were living humble lives. When Paul first went to Philippi, he met a woman named Lydia, and he met her family as well. Lydia and her family became the first converts to the Christian faith in Europe. Lydia was a businesswoman. She sold purple cloth, which would have been very expensive. Well, when Paul met Lydia and her family, she shared with them the gospel of Jesus Christ, and instantly they were converted to the faith. They were baptized. And then in Philippi, more disciples were made and the church was formed and grew. Well, later after leaving Philippi, Paul wrote to the Christians there this letter. He shared with them these words that we hear yet again from Philippians 2, verse 3 through 4. "Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility regard others as better than yourselves. Let each of you look not to your own interests, but to the interests of others." This morning, as we hear these words that Paul wrote to the church in Philippi, we can take these words to heart as well. They weren't initially written to us. We're reading somebody else's mail, which I've been reminding us that throughout this whole sermon series, but we can still take these words to heart. We can still take these words of teaching and instruction seriously in 2021. A little less than 2,000 years later, they still have meaning and significance for us. It is still the word of God for us people of God as we seek to be disciples of Jesus. These words from Paul, they remind us how we might model our lives and what the character of Jesus Christ looks like. Paul's words echo a message of humility. Do nothing from selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility regard others as better than yourselves. Let each of you look not to your own interests, but to the interests of others. As we hear this scripture yet again numerous times this morning, so as to kind of ruminate on it, so as to kind of soak into it, to hear it multiple times that it might sink into our souls, we can ask, how are we to humbly put others before ourselves? How are we to humbly look to the interests of others and not just ourselves? Well, John Wesley, the founder of the Methodist movement, has something for us to consider on the topic of humility. John Wesley has some words for us. This morning in worship with the confirmation students, they're going to be receiving a few gifts. And to not really spoil the surprises, but I guess to go ahead and spoil the surprises, they're going to be receiving a Bible in celebration of their confirmation to help them continue studying the scriptures and learning and growing. They're also going to receive a necklace, a confirmation necklace. It's a cross and flames necklace, symbol of United Methodist Church. And they're going to receive a little coin here. This coin is about the size of a half dollar. It's something I like to carry in my pocket. On the front of the coin has the United Methodist cross and flames emblem, very much like the cross and flames that's on the outside of our Brighton campus. As you drive by, you can see it. On the back of the coin, then, has a quote and some teaching words from John Wesley, the founder of the Methodist movement. The coin reads, "Do all the good you can, by all the means you can, in all the ways you can, in all of the places you can, at all the times you can, to all the people you can, as long as you ever can." I like to carry this coin in my back pocket to remind me of following Jesus as his disciple, that it means to love God and to love neighbor as myself. It means to put my faith into action by doing all of the good that I can in the world, to build God's kingdom, to share God's love and grace in this world. And I carry this coin in my pocket often to remind me to take these words of the Apostle Paul seriously if I'm to live this call of a humble life. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility regard others as better than yourselves. Let each of you look not to your own interests, but to the interests of others. As the students receive these coins today, these United Methodist symbols today, I'd also encourage them to carry it in their pocket or put it someplace that they might see it quite often, maybe on their dresser at home or in their locker at school, but to put it someplace that they might be reminded of the call of a Christian, to be reminded of what the faith teaches us to love God and neighbor, to be reminded to practice humble living and to not look at our own interests, but the interests of others. So this day, may we consider what humble living looks like in our lives. Does humility, as we think about this, does humility fill our spirits? Does it come forth in our character? When I think about people of humble character, beyond the initial examples, of course, of our Lord Jesus Christ and or the Apostle Paul, who we have been studying in this sermon series, I also think of Mother Teresa. Mother Teresa was a Catholic nun and a missionary like Paul, who spent her life dedicated to serving others, particularly the poor. She lived much of her life in India, and in 1950, she founded the Missionaries of Charity. The Missionaries of Charity, they ministered to people dying of HIV and AIDS, to people with leprosy. Mother Teresa's work also included addressing food insecurity needs and serving and creating health clinics and orphanages and schools and counseling programs. Part of the Missionaries of Charity meant that she took a vow of living a humble life of poverty. She vowed to give wholehearted, free service to the poorest of poor. Well, as a humble servant of Jesus Christ, Mother Teresa received the Nobel Peace Prize in 1979, among many other recognitions and honors. And I would imagine that she humbly received these recognitions, giving thanks to Jesus Christ. When I think of the words of John Wesley, to do all the good we can, and when I think of the example of Mother Teresa's humble service and life dedication to serving the poor, we can then begin to more fully see how Paul's words can be lived out in our lives, how it can be exemplified in this world. So this day, as we gather for worship, let us pause and think how God may be calling us to take seriously the words of Philippians 2, verse 3 and 4. May these words that teach us to do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility regard others as better than ourselves, let each of us not look to our own interests, but to the interests of others. As we hear those words, may these words take root in our lives, and may God's grace and God's peace be upon us all. Amen.
Hi. I'm Carol, your worship host for the morning. How do you pray? What does it mean to be a Christian? What are your thoughts on the Methodist religion? Now, all of these things may be coming up because today is Confirmation Sunday, and we have some confirmands that have been thinking a lot about those things. But also, I was thinking about it because I was a participant in this year's annual conference for the very first time. Now, I witnessed many debates and different perspectives that were shared on a ton of different things in our religion, what it means to be a Methodist, on things that I hadn't even considered. So all of that was eye-opening. And now, today, with our confirmation, it makes me think about that even more. So as I put my prayer together, that's what I was thinking. So join me in prayer. Gracious Lord, please be with us in this time as we praise and thank you, as we ask for your guidance in our lives. Help us to formulate thoughts, to ask for what we need to make it through these moments that may be difficult for us today, this week, this month. But also be with us to strengthen ourselves in order that we can be there to support others. We praise you for all of the mountains that you have moved in our world, community, and personal lives, but also for all the small seeds that you've sown of wisdom and guidance that you plant every moment. You reveal all things in your time and in your way. You allow things to start small and grow into something much larger. And for us to be a part of that growth is amazing. To witness your glory, a privilege. As the world is slowly opening up and the warm weather is perhaps stirring us out of our sedentary lives, help us to continue to be vigilant in the safety of ourselves and others. Keeping us those traits of caring for our community by our own small actions that were called upon over the last year. Help us to savor these moments of gathering together and not take them for granted. Today, our young people are confirming their faith in Christ, beginning to build their foundations in the church. Accept those confirmations from us as well, O Lord, our reaffirmations. Our words of promise to you and our community of faith that we are believers, that we trust in you to help us along the way, that we will support each other in our journeys and represent your teachings in mission to others. There are so many struggles in the world and needs that are beyond ourselves. We pray for those in our small corner of the world, but also, God, let our prayers expand in a ripple effect to those people and places that are in the far desolate corners. To those people who are experiencing unstable housing, a lack of resources, fear and anxiety, abuse, neglect, and health problems, both mental and physical. Maybe always be in mission to think beyond ourselves. Please be with those people making important decisions in the world, government, healthcare, transportation, and our own denomination, that they keep their hearts and minds open to your word. And now let's spend a few moments sharing our own personal prayers. Let us now join our voices in the one prayer that we speak together as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Friends, we've come to a time in the service where we have an opportunity to respond to God and respond to all that God has done in our life. And we encourage you to take a moment, if you can, to visit our website and access the giving portal through our website. You can give through PayPal, by check, or simply texting to give. There are all those available options are on our website in the giving portal page. We encourage you to take a moment to pray and ask how you might be able to give if it's not financially. We encourage you to find some way to give of your time or your talents to help us build the kingdom of God here on earth as it is in heaven. Would you please give generously so that the ministries of our church can continue? Amen.
I will ever love and trust him in his presence.
has been wonderful to be with you in worship this day. This is the day the Lord has made. We can rejoice, we can be glad in it. Paul has had some good words for us to consider this day, a call to humble living. May we go forth from worship, ready to live humble lives of service towards others. May we remember the example of Mother Teresa. May we remember the example of our Lord Jesus Christ, who above all else gave his life up in humble service to us. Go forth this day to love and to serve the Lord in all you do. May we glorify God. Amen.
We are so glad you worshiped with us. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. You were invited into this mission by worshiping, joining one or more small groups, sharing prayer requests, and becoming part of the community. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org for details about in-person worship at both of our two locations. We hope you were blessed by this worship. Please click the like button, subscribe to our channel, share this video, and join us again next week.